Hi, I'm Mike Gasowitz, CEO of Tricert Financial Group. Welcome to another episode of Echoes, our series on legacy planning. This episode is about receiving the torch. So this is looking at things from the other perspective, the other, if you will, the receivers of the inheritance, their perspective, and some guidance on that front. Joining me today are two special guests. We've got Brad Giroux, one of our CPA firm partner financial advisors. Welcome, Brad.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
And also joining me is Gord Hardy, the head of our financial planning team. Welcome, Gord.
Glad to be here, Mike.
So let's jump into it. What does someone have to do? What should they consider if suddenly they have an increase in wealth? Brad, why don't we start with you?
So I think they have to first decide how they intend to use this newfound wealth, whether it's paying off their debts, saving for their future, improving their lifestyle, might be charitable giving, or starting or expanding on a business. What do they want their own legacy to say about them? Do they want this to form part of their own legacy as they move forward? You know, who do they want to benefit from this newfound wealth? Are there others in their life that they want to enhance their life or their wealth? You know, is it going to impact any existing relationships? And that comes to mind the sudden wealth syndrome, which I had read about, where people often, when they receive sudden wealth, experience feelings of isolation from friends and guilt of receiving this sudden wealth and fear of losing the wealth. And it often becomes paralyzing. And so they have to think about, you know, what does this money mean for them and their heirs? If they plan to invest it, they need to consider, you know, what are their best options? What type of accounts should they consider? And is there an impact to any benefits that they're currently receiving? Are they currently receiving Ontario Disability Support, or are they getting an old age security supplement? And will this newfound wealth, if it's invested or if it's received, will it impact any of those current benefits they're receiving? And if it's if it's not money, but maybe it's property or assets they're receiving, do they have the expertise to manage those, or do they need to hire professionals to assist them with managing this wealth, whether it's investments or property or business? And I think probably one of the most important lessons is, you know, be discreet. Friends and family may treat you differently if you have a sudden newfound wealth. So be discreet, and until you have a plan in place and ensure that that this new wealth is going to do what you want it to do to enhance your life.
Gord, anything to add?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. To Brad's point, there's a lot of things to consider depending on your situation, and, you know, depending on the scope of the inheritance as well. So, you know, it may change your life a lot. It may change your life a little. It may just be status quo. But I think, you know, typically what I recommend to people is don't make any sudden changes without taking a look at your situation, determining what you want to do, and what of those external factors are going to change based on receiving the inheritance. So, you know, hopefully everybody out there already has a financial plan. So one of the first things I would encourage you to do would be reach out to your planner and determine, you know, what the order of things is going to be in your new reality. Spending increases, savings increases, paying down debt, all the things that Brad mentioned are kind of the base starting point to build that foundation for everything else that's going to happen in the future. You may not be dealing with a CPA right now. Depending on the scale of the inheritance, you may be best served to have a CPA involved in the discussion to make sure that tax is mitigated and you're not looking at making any major mistakes that could be to your detriment.
Gord, I think that's great advice. Don't rush into things. Take your time and give it some careful consideration and thought before you make any purchases or any major decisions.
So you mentioned the T word, tax. So does tax play a role here?
Yeah, I think it certainly can, Mike. It's ultimately going to depend on the type of inheritance you receive and the amount. But, you know, as I said earlier, it's good to press pause and make sure that you are aware of any potential tax complications or changes to your tax situation as a result of the inheritance that you're receiving. Professional advice is never a bad thing.
Yeah, for sure. Brad, anything more to add?
Yeah, I would say that in Canada, most inheritance that are received from someone's estate are post-tax, meaning the beneficiary doesn't have a tax obligation. The probate fee has been paid. Any income tax has been collected. For the most part, that's not always true. If somebody is the beneficiary of an RRSP or RIF, that money will come directly to the beneficiary without having the tax paid. The estate is responsible for that tax. But if the estate doesn't have the money to pay the tax, the IRA will come looking for their pound of flesh from the beneficiary. So I think you do have to be careful, as Gord said, and make sure that you're getting good advice when you're in those situations.
So let's talk about obligations. And so, you know, when we talk about being on the receiving end of this, so let's say I'm simply the beneficiary. Are there any obligations on my part other than to basically receive the inheritance? Any other obligations that I might have?
I mean, there could be a moral obligation if the beneficiary, you know, may have an understanding from the person they received the inheritance from to support another family member, or, you know, it could be parents leaving money to their children with the understanding that it'll benefit future generations of their grandchildren. Since, you know, most grandparents love their grandchildren more than their own children. So, you want to make sure that you live up to those expectations that the grandparents set. So I think it's important that you understand, you know, what the expectation is, from the, testator.
Often we see beneficiaries, again, people receiving the inheritance, may also be the executor. So as an executor, maybe Gord, can you talk about some of the obligations on the part of an executor?
Yeah, you know, it's a challenging role, especially if you're one sibling of a multi-sibling family. Because, you know, they're depending on how the will is constructed, and hopefully everyone's moms, dads, grandparents have been listening to our podcast series and don't make these mistakes. But, you know, having your will being unfortunately vague, and, you know, there's the balance of what was intended versus what is stated in the will with regard to a certain beneficiary. You know, you want to follow the guidelines of the will to the best of your ability to treat every beneficiary as fairly as possible. So regardless of what you may think personally, you can't put your own feelings into it. If you have a brother or a sister that you can't stand, but the will says that they get this, they get that. Otherwise, you're going to be at risk. So there is a real legal obligation and legal liability if you don't follow through properly in making sure the will is distributed.
Who should I consult with? I mean, we've already talked about the financial planner, CPA. Anybody else that someone should consult with?
I think if they have trusted family members, trusted friends, you know, associates that they value their opinion. I think I mentioned in the previous podcast, you know, if they have a spiritual leader that they lean on for guidance, they can certainly reach out to those people. So I think there could be a whole host of people that are involved in helping the beneficiary get through this. It could be a counselor to assist if they're struggling with some of the moral dilemmas that people get into when they receive an inheritance, or the guilt associated with receiving inheritance from a deceased relative. So it, you know, it doesn't hurt to reach out to the appropriate counselor to help them get through those emotions and help them through a very trying time.
Go ahead, Gordon.
No, I was just going to say, I think that's a great point. We tend to think of this either as, the one gifting to the next generation or the one receiving, that it's all about the financial. And it really isn't. You're getting money. Yes, that should be a positive thing, but getting it at the worst time as the worst result you could possibly get it from. So, you know, there are a lot of challenges. And I think that's the overriding message, is that, you know, don't get so focused on the financial or what this money can do for me now without looking at other potential aspects, because they will tend to sneak up on you.
Bottom line, be thoughtful. Take your time, think it through, consult the right folks. Gentlemen, thank you for this.
Thanks, Mike.
As always, folks, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to your financial advisor at your CPA firm, or chat with your portfolio manager here at TriCert Investment Counsel, or don't hesitate to reach out to myself. Take care.